Sergeant Derek Meister, the Geek Squad, with me on this Tech Tuesday. Derek, good morning. I get, you know, we don't know yet because we haven't seen it. It's speculation. The new iPhone 6, I guess, will be bigger.
That's definitely one of the options. Another option is that they may actually release multiple sizes. So, in other words, the regular size phone for those of us who prefer that kind of form factor. But there's also speculation that they're going to make a larger, almost phablet type phone as well.
And a sapphire crystal screen. I have heard some buzz about this morning on the internet, maybe to make the touch response easier too. Some new technology there.
Yep. Definitely one of those things that as soon as the information becomes available, pretty much just about every tech news site will definitely be carrying that.
Apple with the big announcement today. Now, Derek every week checks in on Tech Tuesday with a couple of tech things for you. And actually, as a parent, if you got a son or daughter off to college, and they got the old iPhone. It's an old iPhone after today. Maybe you get their old iPhone and let them get a new one and you connect with them. We'll link up to a great piece that the Geeks worked on just as a parent, breaking it down and some ability to help stay connected with your son or daughter off at college, right?
Yeah, really, this time of year, for a lot of parents, kids is their first time going off to college. Parents equally, missing those kids that have been away for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks at this point. Couple different things that you can do. Obviously, most people realize they can always give their son or daughter a call. But with the way college life is, their kids may not be working on the same schedule. So, for example, definitely look into the usual things like sending text messages. Really great way to stay connected is and help that kid that's away and is kind of missing home. Just take pictures about, from the home itself, their pets, let them know what's going on. Even just pictures from around their local town can actually help.
I don't know if it's just my kids, but I'm amazed. Both my kids are off at college at Liberty University. I can call them on the phone. I always get the message. I could text them, and I'll get a text back normally, unless they're in class, 9 out of 10 times. I mean, that's the way you connect is the texting,
Yeah, that is also, any kind of instant messaging. Find out which ones your kids like and which ones they'd like for you to actually reach out to them. Instant messaging is a way to connect to them, not just through that phone, but also through their laptop, their tablet, anything on the go. These days, it's also a way to, if you don't have an unlimited text messaging plan, it's a way to kind of use that internet connection to cut down on that. And, of course, another way to use the internet, video conferencing. This is something that's become so cheap and easy now with smartphones. There's a bunch of different apps that you can actually use with that. Skype, for example, a program that most people actually use for the free phone calls to the internet, also does have a video conferencing feature, along with other programs like Google Plus with their Hangouts and FaceTime, if both you and the other person has a Apple device. Great thing about these is that most of the tablets, almost all of the smartphones will have that camera built into it, so both you and your friends and family can actually see each other, and that really kind of makes things great for that Sunday night scheduled call to your kids.
Great reminder, if you're a parent, you've been fighting some of this technology, son or daughter off to college, it's the way to connect. And Derek's got some great stuff he'll post. We'll put a link up at willsandsnyder.com on staying connected with your kids, the survival guide when it comes to college that the Geek Squad put together. You can also follow up at Best Buy for some of the answers to some of these questions as well. Right, Derek?
Yeah, well, Geek Squad's actually on both Facebook and Twitter. Feel free to follow us. And, of course, if you have any kind of tech questions, our Geek Squad agents are there at your local Best Buy.
Derek Meister, the Geek at the Geek Squad. Thank you, pal.
Thank you.